It's Friday in cooperation with our friends at The Week magazine. We're going to look back and see who had a good week and who didn't. It's our segment we call Good Week, Bad Week. Obviously, a good week for Apple and Steve Jobs. The new iPad has gotten unbelievably favorable reviews. In fact, David Pogue, for our partner in The New York Times, said, quote, "It's so fast and light, the screen so bright and responsive, the software so easy to navigate. It really does qualify as a new category of gadget." Bad
Pogue
week
like a salesman
for the nine members of the Hutari militia. They were indicted by federal prosecutors for plotting an attack on law enforcement officials.
Bad week for them, yes. Yeah. Well, our friends at The Week magazine have dug deeper and found some of the good week, bad week candidates you might not be aware of. Ibrahim, listen up here. First, about 2,500 homes and businesses were evacuated yesterday after heavy rains caused massive flooding in Rhode Island. For some residents, it was the second time in 2 weeks their property was flooded. In light of the rains, we're saying it was a bad week for Rhode Island basements, like the one owned by Jason Woodward of Cumberland, Rhode Island.
Yesterday, there was probably about up to 5 feet down there. It was just everything floating around. It had tipped over the washer and dryer, and then there were like bookcases floating around down there.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say. Yeah.
It was a bad week for Rhode Island in general because URI lost in the NIT semifinals to UNC overtime.
Nice. Our Rhode Island alum, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. But rising water levels, the very thing that made it a good week for the uninhabited island in the Bay of Bengal. That island has long been claimed by both India and Bangladesh, but because of rising sea levels, the island was submerged and, for all intents and purposes, disappeared, thus settling the dispute.
That makes it a good week? I don't think disappearing under the waves of the ocean makes it a good week for that poor island.
You know, I'm kind of with you.
If you've got suggestions on who had a good week or a bad week in the news, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. You can visit The Week magazine online at theweek.org. And we're asking you today about your definitions of heaven. Michigan State winning it all? Maybe. 877-8-MY-TAKE.